result, man. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, thing. Laugh a little more, thing. Tighten up your core, thing. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Check one, two. Is this working? Check, check. Okay. Yeah. So, hi. Happy Thursday. It is podcast day. Well, the four things. I mean, Tuesdays.
It's about to be.
Q&A. I mean, yeah, it's almost midnight. This is about to load up. Chase and I, if you follow me on Instagram, you maybe know that I recorded a whole intro. It was probably like 30 minutes long because we were talking tornado.
Just everything relief, that's happened the past.
Everything that's yeah. I need to like probably take a second to breathe so that I can actually talk. But we recorded it at the little studio that's in my house. But after the tornado or before the tornado came, we lost power and we didn't have it for over 24 hours. Had to go stay in a hotel. Then my power came back on. I'm like, sweet. Well, let's start working from home again. Crack, you know, get things going there. And we go and the audio works. Everything was working, but something's wrong.
Yeah.
And everything recorded, and then I sent it off to Mike D, who helps produce the podcast, and he sent it back to me. He's like, Amy, this audio is totally, you know, it's not usable. I can't even understand what y'all are saying. I was like, what? Are you joking? Because, Chase, what you came over to my house at 3 o'clock today, and I literally have been saying all day, my goal is to be showered and ready for bed by 7 p.m., and yep. I'm going to hang out with my family.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. Because that's just like hasn't been happening at all. And I feel like for 2 days, well, with everything that's been going on, just have not had any sleep, haven't slept well, and then just still been, you know, working and doing things. And
it just has been a crazy couple days.
For me? So I cried. Let's see. Mike D called and said it didn't work. And then at that point, it was like 6 p.m. But I still have show prep to do for the Bobby Bone show. And I wanted to do a Pimp and Joy try on video, which I did. And you can go see that on my Instagram. I even made a highlight reel for it, Pimp and Joy. There's like the custodians are here at the studio because it's late at
that,
night.
Like that never happens.
But I don't know if y'all can hear that, but it's like, you probably can't hear
it's
it.
It's gone now, but in
they're
case
here
you did.
Cleaning. And I'm like, oh, sorry, excuse me, we're recording something. But I did the video try on. So really I'll start with that is that Pimp and Joy is something that we have and we can use at any time to help support various causes. And when there is a disaster such as what the tornado that hit Nashville and surrounding areas in Middle Tennessee, two nights ago now at this point, We have it all, and 100% of the proceeds go towards the relief. So if you're looking for a way to help, and we're going to be cutting checks quickly because places need money quickly. And so if the quicker y'all shop, we're going to start cutting checks to people. And last I checked, we were at $30,000 raised, which is amazing. I feel like that's while I'm recording this, when I wake up tomorrow, hopefully that will have gone up. And the more we talk about it, share on social media, and spread the word, because I think people sometimes they just don't know where to donate. We have vetted that. We know the money is going to go towards great things. And you can actually have something to go along with your money. Like you can buy something and in return, it'll be something you can wear that's Pimp and Joy that reminds you to choose joy for yourself, which trust me, I was wearing Pimp and Joy when Mike D called me to tell me that my audio was not working and that it was going to derail my night completely. And I had to look at my shirt and I had to choose joy and not let it, you know, ruin my night. Derail my night, yes, but not ruin my night. And Chase is so awesome. I tag him in a story on Instagram. I wasn't even going to call you, but I tagged you on Instagram just to break the news to you that the audio is bad. And then you were like, hey, if you want me to go to the studio with you, I will. And I was like, oh my gosh, would you? You're amazing. So he came and there's just it also during times like this, you realize when you get really frustrated how insignificant your problems are, because trust me, there's a lot of people right now who are cleaning up their what's left of their home and picking up the pieces of what's left of their life at the moment. And they probably would gladly be like, you know what? I would much rather have 30 minutes of audio missing and not be ready for bed at 7 p.m. I'll trade ya.
And like when I was driving to get you, like the lights are on. I mean, the electricity's off, but the generators have lights, and there's people there. They're cleaning and working tonight, like in the dark.
They're out Yeah.
And so then they'll probably be through the night. And so
I know you showed up with your pimp and joy.
It's a reminder that we, like, we're blessed and we're super fortunate. I was telling you earlier, we were looking at the distance between your house and mine, and that's like 0.5 miles, not even half a mile. And like, so much of what's between us is like
destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, and how
lucky
fortunate
we are.
Yeah.
In that night, in the moment, and I'll say this just to, you know, let people know that you need to take the alerts on your phone seriously. And if I didn't even know really Nashville had sirens.
Yeah.
I'm 38 years old. I've never been in a disaster situation. Yeah.
Natural disaster
yeah. situation. And so I wasn't really thinking that anything was happening.
Yeah.
Right. Thank goodness my husband was with us, because he was monitoring the weather on his phone. He's a pilot, knows a lot about weather, can read this everything, knows what all the colors mean, and was tracking the cell. Like, and when he grabbed the kids from upstairs, carried them downstairs. They were asleep. It was almost 1 a.m. and we piled in our little half bath that's next to our kitchen, like a little powder room. It just has a sink and a toilet. It's not very big.
Yeah.
And we had the four of us and our dog. And I was just kind of like, la la la, on Instagram, like, when are we going to get out of here? And my husband's demeanor just totally changed at one point. And I still didn't even, but he was remaining calm, because he didn't want to freak us out. He didn't tell me until after the fact that he literally knew the tornado was hitting our neighborhood.
Yeah.
I didn't. I mean, I heard the wind really picking up.
Yeah.
But I still just thought, I'm just ignorant to tornadoes and how they
never
work.
Been in? I mean,
and I now will. The alert, what's crazy is the alerts that went out to phones. If your phone was in harm's way, you got an alert. Like other people
amazing.
In Nashville, like Bobby lives 20 minutes away. He didn't get an alert because his neighborhood wasn't. I was like, dang, they have this thing down. This is their thank you, phone people, or however you did that, because there's no way you can sleep through that. I almost thought, is this an Amber Alert? And I thought, okay, what is it? And then the sirens in town started going off, and then we got up, and then even after, I didn't realize how bad it was. I didn't turn on the news. I mean, I was texting with friends, anybody in our neighborhood. We have multiple friends. Everyone was checking on each other. Everyone was fine. So I was like, I'm going to go back to bed. But it was very hard to go back to bed because there was just too much activity on the phone. But no one had really left their house to see the destruction.
Yeah.
And then I got up early and left for work. So it was dark out when I leave for work. So I didn't really see a lot of the destruction. And then pictures started coming in and people started posting on Instagram, and Burger Up, our favorite restaurant that we go to
all the time,
2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Gone. And it's too, like, not far from my house at
all.
We walk there
all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it's, that's when it hit me, like, this is real. And then, you know, I think that's bad. And we lost two people in our neighborhood, which is one life lost is tragic. Everything is. But then you start to look at the outer areas in other parts of Middle Tennessee where, you know, there's 24 or 25 people. While we're saying this too, I don't know if the numbers have changed, but 50 people
unaccounted for. Yeah.
I know that tornadoes happen. And I'm sure some people, if you're living in Oklahoma or Kansas and I'm just still in shock a little bit, because I've never been right in a place where something has happened. So I'm still processing, because then walking around our neighborhood the next day and then seeing the places so close by on the news and knowing that that tornado passed right by my house is just all very...
It hits very close to home.
Yes. Like the heaviness of it. I'm like watching the news, very emotional and crying. Now, I do cry over that. And I also cry over Mike D calling to tell me
the audio
is bad, but I feel like my tears for that are empathy, sympathy. Like I feel what they're feeling. Like I feel it. I feel horrible for them and what they're going through and the loss they're experiencing. With the loss of my audio, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And that the tears of that, now I can recognize that that's not real emotion. Like I think I need to get it out because I'm tired, and maybe that helps me get out the other emotion. So maybe it's good that I had a breakdown. Not quite sure, but someone sent me a nice message on Instagram after I had posted about it. And they said, you know, just because there's other stuff going on in the world that's bigger than your problems, it doesn't minimize what you're feeling at the moment. And it was a really sweet message, but I was like, okay, but seriously, it's just audio. Like it's not a big deal. But, you know, we haven't slept.
I mean,
that's true. We're tired.
Yeah.
But we were so blessed and so fortunate. And, you know, one woman on the news in Cooksville, yeah. She lost everything, and she was in her home, and she said she was just praying the entire time. Her home is demolished, like bricks. Like, I don't even know, I guess the tornado just ripped it all up and then plopped it back down on top of her, because she was in the rubble, and she survived.
Yeah.
And when the news was interviewing her, she had such gratitude, and her heart was just so, just nothing about her was, I just was like, oh my gosh, if I ever am in her shoes, please Lord, let me handle it the way that she is handling it. Like I couldn't believe it, coming, like losing everything and almost losing your life. I mean, that in itself, where you think you're almost going to die and then you don't, then you do have a sense of gratitude. But she just, there was something about her that just struck me. And I was like, wow, some people are just so strong and resilient. And two, that's what I'm seeing from people, especially in Nashville and the surrounding areas, is they will bounce back. People are coming together. They're working hard. They're going to rebuild. And that was just cool, walking around our neighborhood, was seeing all the people support each other. So especially on a day like Super Tuesday, when people are voting and politics gets real hot and heavy online, yeah. Like I didn't get any of that. All I heard was I'm voted. Like I didn't see a lot of tension online because there were things more important. Voting is very important, but more important than kind of pushing your political agenda on Facebook to be, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think the beautiful thing that I'll just add was, like, I'm a Kansas kid, so I'm used to tornadoes, but like this was like nothing I've ever seen before. But like immediately after, you were saying we were starting to kind of see some photos, but it was still dark. It was early morning. We didn't know what was going on. But like by the time the sun came up, like the neighborhood had come together, mm-hmm. and like people were already working and helping one another, like in a way that just was so natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like an organized effort. It was like people just showed up. I mean, it was,
and they,
amazing. Yeah,
they were all people that may not ever really talk to each other in other circumstances. They were working together, and it didn't matter, again, like who you voted for that day or what your beliefs are or your religion or your color, the color of your skin.
It was just really awesome.
Or your just background, like nothing mattered. Everybody is working together. And that to me was super special and showed me what Nashville is like in our community and Middle Tennessee, and made me proud to be here. Cause I don't know if every community would rally like that. I mean, you want to hope so. But I don't know. Again, I've never been right smack dab in the middle of it. And Chase, I'll read something that you posted on Instagram because I think it's good for people to hear no matter what. But you had put up yesterday after a long day. You were out there cleaning up. You were helping. You jumped right in, had your gloves on and your Pimp and Joy shirt on. Your tie dye, you cut the sleeves off. And
yeah, it was a little like warm you yesterday.
Yeah, I was proud of you. You're out there. I'll tell you what I learned today. There are things that matter and things that don't. That you can, in fact, go to bed and not be guaranteed tomorrow or wake up to your world changed. I hate that things like this remind us who we are, but everyone is showing up, the left, right, black, white, straight, gay, rich, and poor. Before the sun even came out, the community had come together. Incredibly grateful my people are safe, but hate that there are 25 families hurting tonight and countless others still unaccounted for. And to me, I really enjoyed that post because it's so true.
Well, just is our community. I mean, it just is our, like our neighborhood and our community as a whole.
I mean, but yeah, you only moved to Nashville. What?
Not even a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've always kind of had like, it's been a back and forth, a special place for me, you know, through the years. But I especially love our neighborhood. I mean, I think East Nashville, of course, has a rap for having a vibe. And I think a lot of that vibe is kind of that neighborhood block party feel. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I know. It's going to take a while to rebuild. My son Stevenson was like, wait, so there's no Burger Up? I was like, no. He's like, what about Clean Juice? I was like, there's no Clean Juice either. And they love both my kids love those two places. And I mean, I'm going to have to up my dinner game. Like, two times a week to figure this out. So I know that everyone will rebuild. And it's poor Stevenson. He, for like 3 weeks before this happened, now the custodians are, or the,
they're vacuuming outside.
If y'all can hear that. Okay. Late night recording in the studio. So he, for like, I guess he learned about tornadoes in school or something, but he's been asking me about them and really scared of them. And I was telling him, you have nothing to worry about, buddy. You are good to go. And now he just thinks I'm a big fat liar because sure enough, a tornado comes right through and he's hunkered down in the bathroom with us for like 40 minutes. And then afterwards, and we knew we were safe, we came out and we were going to put him back to bed. Stashira was like, this is nothing. I'm going to bed. Good night. Peace out. Love y'all. Well, actually, she doesn't say that yet, but she's like, good night. She didn't care. But Stevenson started crying and refused to sleep in his bed. And so then he came and slept with us. And then last night he was kind of fine. We were in a hotel, so we were all in the same room. Like the kids were on a fold out bed and then Ben and I were in a bed, but we were all in this tiny hotel together. We stayed at the Graduate in Nashville and it made me all kinds of happy. It's just the cutest hotel in case you're ever coming to town.
Dolly Parton.
Definitely stay there. Yeah.
Yes, a big Dolly
picture above. And they let you have dogs. So we got to bring our dog Cara with us, which was super special. And then our power's back on. So we're back in our house now. But, you know, we had a nice little, we tried to use it as a nice little getaway for the family. Like the kids thought they were on vacation and they didn't think they were going to have to go to school today. I was like, yeah, you do. Yeah. Stevenson thought we were in a whole nother city because we were at a hotel.
Yeah.
He's like, what city are we in? I'm like, this is still Nashville. Remember we got in the car. It was about 8 minutes down the road. But, you know, just even with that, like I have a friend, Laura, that works at the Graduate and she was just like, let me know if I was doing something with them. Like I'm on a panel for a event they're doing for International Women's Day, which got canceled because of the tornado, but we're going to make it up. But through that event, they were comping me a night. And then after that, you know, we would just pay for it. But she's like, if anybody in your neighborhood needs anything, we can figure out a discounted rate for people. And I said, you know, that comp night that I have for speaking on the panel, which I was going to save it for like a real staycation.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to go ahead and cash it in. And she's like, no problem. We got you. So just little things like that in the community are awesome. And yeah.
And like Airbnb real quick, they did a deal where like Airbnb owners could put their listing up for free and people can get in, log in under tornado relief. And had like a free place to stay.
Oh, that's like
Airbnbs
amazing.
Were just going up all over the city.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big example of pimping joy, spreading joy, being joy to others. Oh, and back to International Women's Day. That's why I have Kelsey Ballerini as my guest on today's podcast. I haven't even said what the four things are gonna be, but I did all four things with Kelsey Ballerini because she was in on the Bobby Bone Show recording some stuff. And we host the Country Top 30 together this weekend. It's a women takeover because Sunday is International Women's Day, March 8th. And it's a day to celebrate women, empower women, lift women up, celebrate women. Actually, the whole month of March is Women's History Month. I looked it up. In 1987, Congress declared it as Women's History Month, where you honor women in American history that have done great things. And so we have all month, y'all, to to honor each other and women that have done great things. And while it doesn't have to be, I mean, I'm not looking at it as like, yes, there are women in history that have done amazing things, but let's look at it on our little, on our level, in our little circles where we are. Think of women, especially this Sunday or all month long, that have lifted you up in some way or empower you, and send them a little note and tell them why that is and that you appreciate them. And I think that that will go a long way in helping build women up and empower women. So in honor of that, we, and this is before all the tornado stuff, and right now we're really focused on Pimpin' Joy and getting that stuff out there. But I'm pretty sure at the Shop Ford, I'll confirm with Mary, but we have the shirts made. We just kind of pulled back a little bit because of tornado stuff. But they say, empowered women empower women. And there's a little heart on them. And Stashira, my 12-year-old daughter, she did the artwork for it. So she's the one, it's in her handwriting, which is super special because I want to empower her as a 12-year-old. And I hope that she grows up to want to empower other women. And so it just seemed fitting that she do it. And she has really cute handwriting.
They're pretty cool.
They are.
Yeah.
And so if you're shopping Pimpin' Joy, you can maybe go get an empowered women, empower women. We have a cropped hoodie, a regular little pullover sweatshirt, and a white V-neck, which I think would go really well under a black blazer or something with like jeans and heels, and you could rock it to work or something. Yeah. The sweatshirts, maybe, maybe not. You could either wear sporty or put them on with jeans and booties or something. But we don't have an exact organization yet that we're honing in on, but we have a empowered women's fund like that we're building with those shirts. And then we will distribute the money to organizations that work with women and empowering women. We have done work, Pimpin' Joy did actually, worked with Epic Girl, which is based out of Nashville, and they work with underprivileged youth, like girls only though in the community. And we've thought about maybe partnering up with them again, but it'll be something like that. Just know that your purchase will be going towards that. And you can celebrate International Women's Day or Women's History Month. So that's buy awesome. One for yourself or a woman in your life, and know that it's going towards a great cause. And I mean, if you're already at the Shop Ford getting Pimpin' Joy stuff, then maybe you just head on over and get that too. It's really up to you. And again, I feel like I always want to say this. If you can't shop, but you want to support, well, if you have Facebook or Instagram or an email or a mouth, word of mouth, you can just tell people about it. Like that's, maybe you already own something Pimpin' Joy and you can't afford to buy another thing or something, then just throw on your Pimpin' Joy and like take a picture and be like, hey, this is my Pimpin' Joy shirt. All proceeds are going to tornado relief right now. And that's something that you can do to help. So yeah, Kelsey Ballerini, I'm doing four things with her. I don't have my sheet in front of me, but I know we talked about chasing dreams. We talked about empowering women. Yeah. We talked about words like that, like how words have meaning, words that matter. And I mean, she's a songwriter. Yeah. So we dabble into that. And then we also cover, I think the fourth thing is gratitude. And then I do a fun little quick hit kind of game with her at the end. And then I'll just go ahead and give you a heads up that we're not going to do an email shout out because
it's just a longer intro
and we'll get back into the email shout out next week. And I appreciate when y'all send emails. Four things with amybrown@gmail.com. Is that it, Chase?
That's it.
Earlier I said the email and it was wrong, but I guess right now I will shout out something that a girl put on Instagram, because we do have our gratitude challenge going on right now for four things. Over on Shop Espoir, we've got the four things gratitude challenge, where every day for the month of March, you write down four things that you're thankful for. And we do have our own journals that support Haiti, but you don't even have to have our journal to do it. You can take notes in your phone, which what I'm about to share is what someone had done, or you could jot them down in any old journal that you have. But last night I reposted this one girl, and now I whited out her name because I don't know if people ever want you to repost who they are, but so I don't have that. But she just wrote, "I live in Nashville and was not affected by the tornado. My sister, however, was, but is safe and unharmed. Today, the gratitude challenge is speaking so loud to me. So thank you. Number one, grateful for a home." Or I should say, first thing, grateful for a home. Second thing, grateful to be cooking a hot meal in my home. Third thing, grateful for a city that takes care of their own. Fourth thing, grateful that you can always find the light in the darkness. And yeah, I do feel like, yes, a tornado and anything that's devastating and tragic like that is very, very dark. But like that woman I saw on the news, like she was just such a light. And again, she was in the rubble and lost everything. And again, that's who I want to be like. And that's what Pimpin' Joy is about too. Like it's something that came from a dark place. My mom was diagnosed with cancer and she made a choice in that moment. She said, "I want to use this for joy and for good." And her motto was choose joy. And so she prayed that prayer at the MD Anderson Chapel, like in the hospital. And she said, "Lord, just use this for good." And so she passed away in 2014. And since then, Pimpin' Joy has blown up and she has no idea. The like over a couple million dollars has been donated to various causes. And to know now that we can step in when tragedy strikes and be able to send support and send it quickly, she would love that. So you've probably heard me say this before, but I know I have new listeners all the time, that anytime I see something Pimpin' Joy, it's an answer to my mom's prayer. Like every shirt and hat that's sold, and anytime I see it out and about, I'm like, huh.
Pretty amazing.
It is. Awesome. So that to me is the Pimpin' Joy is the light that came from the darkness, which was cancer. And then even in these tragic last few days, there is light in that we're seeing our community come together. We are seeing people rally and take care of each other. We're seeing a legit example of what it looks like to love your neighbor and relate. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know all the little stories that are happening around town. I just know that when you look for the good, it can be there. There could be relationships that are being restored because of something like this. There could be people feeling like they didn't have anybody and now hopefully they feel like they have somebody.
That's a really great point.
So
I just real quickly, because we got to go, but you said it in the last
in the first recording, what I said.
I think the last shout out we have to give is, of course, the first responders that are working around the clock.
For sure.
You said that in the last one, but I just want to make sure we
thank you for we threw that in there.
And the linemen and the people helping restore power.
That's all what the I was going to say.
Personnel and firefighters and police officers, like, good. I mean, they're amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
And thank you.
And if you see, a first responder, no matter where you live, remember to thank them because they are working hard and they do so much that we don't even know about. And yeah, I think that came up because we were talking about how I lost power. Like we were staying at the hotel and I thought we were going to be there like three nights maybe because we just didn't know. My friend Megan lives in Germantown and they told her could be 7 days. She still doesn't have power, which is crazy. And so I feel, incredibly blessed that after one day, I'm already back in my house. And I just am appreciative for all those that are working to make that happen.
Yep.
Because I'm going to be super grateful to be in my own bed tonight. That's what I'm going to write in my gratitude journal. I've got to fill it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, I'm thankful for Chase coming to record with me twice today. I'm thankful for my husband for massaging my shoulders while I cried.
Good man.
I'm thankful for my bed that I'm going to sleep in tonight. And then what should my fourth thing be? I'll fill it out in my journal later and post it. Because I'm posting every single day at Radio Amy and then at Shop Espoir. We're posting what we're thankful for. If you're not following, you could follow along.
I don't know what you put yesterday.
I'm thankful for Stevenson entertaining me during my try-on video. Because he was up there doing booty dances and telling me, oh, mom, that sweatshirt looks cute. So,
best cheerleader you can have in your corner.
Those are my four things. Think of what you're thankful for. Make sure you write them down. Join us in the challenge. You can use the hashtag four things gratitude, hashtag pimp and joy, hashtag get sleep, all the things. So let's get started. Here is my Four Things episode with Kelsey Ballerini. People might not know where to go to find stuff, and just radioamy.com if you want a link to shop anything that we talked about just now. You can find links to Pimp and Joy, Espoir. Just go to radioamy.com. I hope everyone is doing well. Hug those that you love. Tell them that you love them. And Pimp and Joy. Which is like spread joy, be joy, choose joy, all the joy. Namaste.
First thing. That's right.
So as you know from the intro, I got my girl Kelsey Ballerini here with me.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
We just finished recording, actually, because we're pre-taping this, but we recorded the Country Top 30 countdown together for International Women's Day, which is this Sunday. So it's kind of fun to do some stuff with girls in the community.
Whole afternoon.
Support each other. So find a way you can support your girls, like whatever that looks like for you professionally. Socially,
personally,
in your family, personally, just find a way you can encourage and lift someone up. And we should be doing that all the time.
Yes.
But being that we have a special day dedicated
to
us
more.
And like just the whole month of March, just Women's Month, then make sure you do it more. So I'm excited to have Kelsey on for a chat and talk to you. And, you know, you're kind of living out your dream. Not kind of, you are.
Fully.
Like you are, you've got songs, nominations, you're on the radio. And when you were a little girl, that's what you dreamed about.
Yeah.
So let's talk about chasing that dream. Like at what age did you know you want to be a country singer?
I always loved music. I was always involved in music. I did like church choir. I did glee club.
Love it.
In high school. But I don't know. There was no one around me that really showed me that I could be a musician. So even though I was involved in it, it wasn't something that like in Knoxville you like achieved, like wanted to be. So I thought I wanted to be a vet. I thought I wanted to work with animals because that was something that I saw women around me doing and felt attainable. But honestly, I started writing songs just for me because it was fun. My parents got divorced when I was 13 and I needed an outlet and it fell into my lap and it's the greatest gift I've ever been given. And so I fell in love with that. And around the same time, a girl named Taylor moved to Nashville and was a songwriter and young. And I was like, oh, that's something that you can do and be. And I really think that if she wouldn't have moved to Nashville and started her career when she did, I wouldn't have known that that was a career that I could go after. Mm-hmm. So I fell in love with it and I started dreaming like to that level of like, oh, maybe I could have a song on the radio one day. Maybe I could get a publishing deal, you know, like all of those things. And my mom started bringing me to Nashville back and forth when I was 13. And then I moved with her when I was 15 to be here and really try it, like really give it a good college try.
What a special thing to have another female, like, well, Taylor, when she just casually mentioned Taylor. It's Taylor Swift familiar. But, you know, she was still new on the scene. Like, I remember the first time she came to radio in Austin. The Bobby Bone Show is based out of Austin. And there was this blonde girl in the lobby on a piano playing for the PD, Tim McGraw. And nobody knew who she was or what was going to happen with her. But she was someone that was chasing her dream. And so for you to see that, and I really feel like no matter what age we are, when we see other people that we can look to that are doing something like, yeah. oh, well, if they can do it, and maybe I can do it. And the worst that can happen is, and at such a young age, it's probably hard to think about failing, but you right. just got to try. And
yeah.
lucky for you, you had a mom that was going to
yeah.
help you.
Yeah. 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 I think it's important in like every career to have a woman in a spot that you aspire to be in, so you know that you can
mm-hmm.
be in that spot and in that position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and you know, not everybody, we probably have moms listening that might be thinking of, okay, gosh, what do my daughters want to do? How can I help encourage them and empower yeah. them? Was your mom that rock for you?
Yeah. I mean, I was like the kid that wanted to do everything. So like I did gymnastics and I did dance class and art class and all this stuff. And I loved trying everything and like experimenting, but mom watched it like music go from a hobby to a passion. And I think for parents, like they can see that with kids that do sports or kids that are really academically inclined. Like when your kid goes from, oh, this is something that I'm good at, or this is something that I like, to like, this is my purpose, this is my passion, you know? And my mom saw that. And so that's when she was like, I want to uproot and I want to give my daughter the opportunity that she wants.
What is the best advice that you've received over your career? I mean, if you're 26 now and you started coming here at 13,
yeah,
that's 13 years in,
I know,
in Nashville.
I've lived in Nashville for 11 years. I don't know when that happened. Honestly, my mom, she has given me the same piece of advice since I was in middle school. Every time I would like leave the house to go to school, she would always say, remember who you are. And I always used to roll my eyes and be like, Mom, you're being annoying. But now she says it and it has such a weight to me, because it's just like that runs so deep no matter who you are or what you do. Like remembering your core values and where you grew up and why you are the way you are, like that means so much.
And then in this process, like, do you have any lessons that stick out to you that you've learned, or maybe something you've had to learn the hard way, or?
That no is more powerful than yes. Like every no in my life led me to the correct yes. And at the time it feels like your world's ending. At the time it feels like you're like, swimming upstream, all this stuff. But like every no really did put me in the place of getting the right yes for me. And I think that's important to remember.
Yeah.
In life. Just in life.
Yeah. No, I think that can be pretty powerful. It's hard to sometimes accept a no or yeah. failure
yeah.
and want to give up.
Yeah. And even personal things, like even breakups, or like when friends come in and out of your life, like those are all no's, and that is an okay thing to have.
And for you too, with a lot of opportunities that are coming your way and just how hectic and busy life is, just speaking of no's, but in a different sense.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Have you learned how to... saying, are you a yes person, or have you had to learn how to say no?
Yeah, I realized like probably a year ago that I was a little too driven by success.
Mm-hmm.
And to me that meant like a number one or a platinum record or getting on this tour or whatever. And I really had to recalibrate and be like, you can't say yes to everything. And you need to redefine what success is. And in doing that, you need to start saying no to certain things that are putting you in a place where you're getting mentally unhealthy and striving for the wrong stuff, instead of just making music that you love, that you're proud of, and then working to promote that music to people. Cause that's what I want to do, is connect with people, you know?
Totally. And you, I mean, you have a husband, you have a family, you have a dog that yeah. you love, and then just yourself, like yeah. self-care. Like what do you do for self-care?
Oh, I really started working out. I hate it. I hate it so much. But I do it because it helps me like clear my head and it helps me get perspective. And I know that I'm doing something healthy for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And not for anyone else. It's just for me. And then I like anytime that I can go on the road with Morgan and just like be wifey and like bring him water during sound check, like that kind of stuff feels really normal to me. So I love doing that kind of stuff. I love having my friends over. I love having girls' nights. I love going to see my mom in Franklin, my dad in Knoxville. Just all that. I go to therapy now, which is really great for me and my brain. I just think all those things that I've had to learn to help me stay balanced. And also when I do that, I'm such a better artist. Like I'm writing better songs. I'm more present when I show up places. So I've just had to learn that like balance for me makes me better as an artist, songwriter, and as a friend, wife, daughter, all that stuff.
Love that.
Yeah.
Second thing.
Okay, so let's talk about confidence. I feel like that's something as women that unfortunately we struggle with.
Yes.
And it's such a bummer.
I know.
Because I want us to, I want my daughter, I guess. Mm. And so I say us collectively because of how I want her to be. I want her to look in the mirror and know that she's beautiful.
Yep.
And the other day, I think I even said that to her. I mean, I tell her all the time, but I was doing her hair and we were looking in the mirror and I was like, you're so beautiful.
Mm.
And she just goes, no, I'm not. And I'm like, where in the world did you get that?
And
like,
what age does that start happening?
And she's 12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know that nobody has told, thank goodness, I don't think, because, and I know that kids say mean things,
mm-hmm.
but she's like, when I look in the mirror, I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, gosh, and my heart just broke a little bit. And I'm like, okay, well, as a mom, I need to do better to lift her up. But I feel like as women in general, we can do better to lift all the women up in our life. Like,
That's right. Like
if you were to, I'll just use this as an example, but it could be like women in Stashiro's life that are not me. And that's my daughter. Like Mary, one of our best friends, and like she's basically an aunt to them. She was in this last weekend. Or our friend Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Like for them to speak into her will probably mean a lot more than if I do it.
Yeah.
And that, like, as women, we need to remember to invest in other women.
Yeah.
And
every age.
Other women's kids.
Every season of life.
Mm-hmm. Or like if you were to see my daughter somewhere and just like take the time to, not because it's you, but you're just another woman that doesn't know, you know, wouldn't really know her, but could say something to her. And I'm just using that as an example. So we know we could just walk up to one of our friend's kids and be like, you are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that would just like probably go a long way.
I've learned, like, if you think it and it's kind, say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if you're at a restaurant, like the other day I was at San Diego getting some guacamole and the waitress had the most gorgeous skin. And I was like, you think it's kind, say it. And I just told her. And she was like, that really just made my day. I've been really insecure about my skin lately, blah, blah, blah. And so.
See? Yeah.
And it's little things like that. If you think it's kind, say it.
Yeah.
Just like ripple effect it.
I was at a Mexican restaurant as well not too long ago. And I walked up to the hostess stand. I was at Nada. And
I love Nada.
Yeah. And the hostess was like, oh my gosh, I love your hair. And I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
But someone had walked in behind me and I didn't know it. And I was like a UPS delivery person and their hair was like beautiful, but like this like hot pink and like really pretty. And she was totally talking to the person behind me.
Oh my gosh.
And I had already accepted the compliment.
Yeah, you're like, that was,
you know,
for me.
It just made me think of that. But she was like, oh, like it just got awkward for a second.
Oh,
but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the compliment because it did make me feel good for that 0.5 seconds until I realized she was talking about the really super cool pink hair behind me. But you know, she was passing out that compliment and that was nice. So even if you get
so
a
easy
compliment
to do.
By accident,
take
it still
it.
Makes you
take
feel
it and
good.
Run.
Yes. And we should just be better at that. And, you know, when it comes to inspirations for you, like who's your biggest inspiration?
Oh, goodness.
Or who do you look up to?
Well, my mom, because she's awesome. And she's just like, she's gone through a lot in her life and she's stayed very strong and very, driven and like always is willing to put in the work to redefine her life, which I think is really amazing. I also just have really great friends and I really do. Like, I know I'm being redundant about it, but it's just something that I've really learned the value in the last year is having really great girlfriends, ones that call you out, ones that encourage you, ones that know when to do both. Yeah.
I think that's solid.
Yeah.
To know, try to create that core group, whoever that can be. Even hold you accountable.
That's right.
Too.
And like, that will like
and
celebrate
that's hard.
You and also challenge you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel the responsibility of being a role model for the young girls? Because
100%.
Speaking of, I mean, I'm sure there's so many girls, they might get asked this very question, like, who do you look up to? And a lot of them might say, oh, Kelsey Ballerini, she's my favorite.
It's interesting. I've had to like kind of redefine what I think role model means. I remember the day before my first ever like promo photo shoot that we were going to use for my first EP and for Love Me Like You Mean It and all that stuff, I panicked because I knew we were going to also like, you know, see if like Radio Disney would play it and like Nickelodeon, like all that kind of stuff. So I knew that it was going to skew young no matter what. And I panicked because I was like, well, what happens if this blows up and then one day I get a tattoo and then everyone thinks Kelsey's going off the deep end because she has a tattoo or blah, blah, blah. Like, I just panicked.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and got a tattoo the day before my first ever photo shoot. And everyone was livid at me, like livid. But it was my way of saying, I want to start this journey being so authentic. I want to start this journey being exactly who I am. And even though that was a random way of showing it, it was me saying, like, I don't want any surprises. I always want to be the same person out to dinner with Morgan as I am in a meet and greet, as I am talking to you right now. Like, I just want there to be a consistency. Because I don't want to let people down. You know what I mean? I don't want people to think I'm
one thing. That's hard.
It's really difficult.
People think you're up here and you're like, gosh, I'm just not.
I'm just not.
And I really don't want to disappoint you.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so when I think about little girls, like, following me on Instagram even, I'm like, I feel like the best thing I can do is show my real life. And sure, that's not all perfect. And sure, that's not all, you know, squeaky clean all the time. But, like, this is my real life. This is who I hang out with. This is the things I talk about and whatever. So I don't know. I think the more authentic I can be as a woman, the better role model I am. Mm-hmm. That's the way that I see it.
What was your first tattoo, by the way?
It's this one. It says How Sweet the Sound on my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then how many do you have now?
I have three. So there's that one. And this one is square peg, round hole, just be yourself. And then my favorite one is on my ribs. And it's the week that Love Me Like You Mean It went number one. I was in New Orleans and I got letters from my mom and my dad. And it said, love mom, love dad. And I have those loves on my ribs.
I love that.
Yeah.
Like, speaking of love, that's super sweet.
Yeah, this is my favorite one.
But I have my mom's handwriting on my wrist in joy. And it's just, it's something you can't.
You'll never regret it.
Yeah. I feel like even some parts about it, like where it's kind of faded or done something weird, like it bled a little bit. But I'm like, I look down and I see my mom's handwriting. Yeah. So there's something about the handwriting thing. So if you are thinking about getting a tattoo, take it from me and Kelsey. Yeah. The handwriting is a special way
to go. I agree. It's my favorite one.
I don't think that you'll regret it. But they do have laser removal now. So
I thought about removing these because they're so visible.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I was like rebellious and now I'm like.
Oh, because that big one you got before your first photo shoot, that's big.
It's big.
It's
I know.
A big one
I didn't mean for it to be big. I literally went in and I was like, give me a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about undoing it, but now people have these and they match and now I don't think I can.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. What is something you do to feel your most confident? Like, speaking of how we can, you know, lift people up to make them feel confident, we kind of have to cheerlead ourselves sometimes too. And we have to cheer ourselves on. So is there something where, you know, if you're kind of having a day, it's like if you put on this pair of boots or you do your hair this way or like, I don't know, or you wake up or you spend time writing, like what gives you confidence?
Writing really helps me. Even if it's just like journaling or like writing a poem, some form of like getting what's in my head out is really helpful for me. But also like if I'm feeling overwhelmed or like a little unsteady, I'll just take a morning and I'll put on a podcast like this. Mm-hmm. I won't look at my phone. I'll like do a face mask. I'll hang out with my dog. Like I'll just do something that feels like it's just a little bit selfish just to reset. And then I'll be a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah. That resets you.
Resets.
Pumps you back up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there too. Cause some people like need, I don't know if you had like a confidence booster tip.
Or driving. Driving really helps me. If I put my windows down and I'm listening to music really loud, mm-hmm. I will just drive to nowhere just to clear my head. It's a big one.
Yeah. Do you just sing from, well, and your
at
voice is beautiful. So you can sing the top of your lungs.
At the top
fine.
Of my like, lungs.
Mine's not going to sound
whether
that great.
I can hit the notes or not, I'm singing them.
Who do you look to fashion wise? Is there anybody?
Blake Lively. And I just did my first ever New York Fashion Week and she was there, like in the line behind me. And I was so starstruck. I like her because I think she does a really good job of being approachable and girl next door, but still fashion forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I look up to her the most.
I love that.
Yeah.
And your first New York Fashion Week, I saw you there like sitting front row at a show. And I'm like, is Kelsey like pinching herself? Like, what is this life right now?
What's happening right now? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about words with you because obviously you're a songwriter. So you like words mean a lot to you. You're good at getting them out. Like you that's therapeutic for you. Like, is there a song you've written or any lyric or words that are your favorite?
It definitely changes often, especially as I write new things. But on this album, on the song L.A., there's a line that says, I ask myself, does it feed my soul or my anxiety? Mm. And I think it's like the filter that I've been using for my life now is like, there's two categories, what feeds my soul, what feeds my anxiety. and life is full of both, you know? So it's like being able to sort through and identify what's what. I think that's been a good line from this record.
And you wrote that song all by yourself.
I did. I wrote it as a poem, actually, which I have never done. I didn't have my guitar and I needed to write. And so I wrote this whole thing as a poem. And that's why there's not like a returning chorus. Every chorus is different because it was just a train of thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
See, I have no writing skills at all whatsoever. On my episode that aired last week, I had my friend Allie Fallon, who is a writer, on. And she did, and the whole first thing we did together, she talked about how she wants to help people find their voice, and writing can help them do that, even if they're not. And she was just encouraging people to write 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Like, and how do you start writing a song? Like, where does it?
Because you can write about anything. Like, I can sit here and like write like, Amy's so pretty. She has on cool pants. Like, you can literally like make it as like dumb as you want, but you're at least writing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Being expressive.
So just like turn into, yes. My pants
are. My name is
Amy.
I have cool pants.
They're kind of like a green leopard, like a camo-y leopard-ish.
They are really cool.
Shout out Khloe Kardashian. They're Good American.
Stop it. I love Good American.
Yes. I just ordered
high-waisted. Are those high-waisted?
They're high-waisted.
So good. These are Good American.
They are?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with them. Anything that is like above my belly button, I just feel like it's all snug.
Yes. And she makes clothes for all sizes. And I love how, just speaking of women, I mean, this is our podcast for women, so we'll pump up, you know, Good American. And she has this like denim jumpsuit. I have to speak at a women's panel and tomorrow night at the Graduate. Have you been to that hotel yet?
It's so cute. You're going to love it.
It's the cutest, yeah. And
do you listen to Crime Junkie?
Sometimes. Okay. But why?
Well, because I'm obsessed with it. And Ashley Flowers, the girl who does it, was at the Graduate, and I met her at the Graduate.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact. Sorry.
That's Kelsey hitting her mic.
Sorry.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. First time using a microphone.
Get it together, Kelsey. I'm super excited about that, but I ordered a Good American denim jumpsuit, and you need it.
I need it. Okay.
I'll send you the link because it's so cute. Mary, my friend, she actually found it for me, and she's just sent me.
You always look
so cute. She saw it like on, I don't know if she saw it on Instagram or if she was just shopping, but it was like from Shopbop, and she sent me the link. She's like, you should order this.
It's good stuff.
I love when friends do that. That's another way we can help girls out.
Yes.
And it's like, if you know a friend has something coming up, or they're nervous about something, or they have an interview, or they have a party, or they have a date, or whatever, like how can we help each other out? And not to say that clothes are important, but they do make us feel cute.
Yes. And when a friend like lends me a jacket for something or something, I'm like, thank you.
Yes. Borrowing clothes. Make sure your friends know that they.
Yes. Open invitation to the closet.
I got a text from Abby Smyers one night and Dan, her husband's Dan and Shay. And she was like, I'm trying to go to a wedding. She's like, you don't happen to have anything I might be able to borrow. So I start sorting through dresses and I start sending her pictures. She's like, oh, I don't know if that will work. It's black tie. I don't know. And then it was real quick. Then she sent me some options, like a picture of her in these two dresses. And then my husband and I looked at them and we both agreed this one, but I mean, I didn't know what she would end up going with. And so then like a week later, she's like, pictures pop up of her at Justin Bieber's wedding. And I was like, what? Like, she never disclosed, like, of course, and it doesn't matter, but she just was casually like, do you maybe have anything I could borrow?
Aww.
And not that it would matter, but I think
but I'm sure you were so helpful for her.
It was just one of those things where it was kind of fun, but then also I geeked out for her because she got to go to Justin Bieber's
wedding.
Because I'm kind of obsessed with him and Haley right now.
Yeah.
Their documentary on YouTube is really good. Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it, but I love documentaries, so I'll have to go.
Have you watched the Jonas Brothers one?
Yes.
Because I know you're a fan.
I'm not allowed. I'm just not allowed to be around them. I was so embarrassing last time. I can't even talk about it.
Yeah. Which one's your favorite?
Well, I know Nick the best. Like, Nick and I are friends, so he's like, obviously he's still a Jonas Brother. I still think he's incredible, but like the pedestal is like a little lower just because I know him.
Right.
Joe Jonas... Can't be in the same room as them.
Oh, wow.
Morgan gets jealous. I can't do it.
Oh.
He's my celebrity crush.
Oh, man. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Morgan have one?
Yeah, he does. It's Rachel McAdams and Kristen Bell. Those are his two.
Like them.
Yeah.
Oh, I love them.
I'm like,
them
I respect that.
Kristen Bell's a good follow on Instagram for. She is like a little, she's just doing all kinds of good. She reposts like good news stories.
Yep.
Like, she's an activist. She's all for teachers. And
do you follow Jennifer Garner?
No.
She just started posting these like videos, either of like what she's using or how she cooks this or.
Oh my gosh. Wait. Yes. I do think I started following her because.
Adorable.
Sorry. I just recently had to go through and like clean out some stuff because I feel like I was missing people's posts because I was following too many people.
I know. I did a big follow spree the other day too.
No, she's doing like, she does like cooking shows. She'll be like,
but it's adorable.
Yeah. It's just her in her kitchen at 5 a.m. making banana bread. And she's like, welcome to my cooking show. And it's like,
so cute.
Nothing fancy about it. I know. I need to be more.
I know. I need to do more like that. I do too.
Just to kind of just who cares?
Yeah.
Just,
who cares?
But give your people something like she broke. Tons of her people probably really appreciated that banana bread recipe.
It like helps me get to know her. Like I watched that and I was like, I love you so much more now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm totally into that too. We pulled up a quote that you want to share with people that something,
well,
you never know what someone might need to hear. And since we're talking about words, I thought this might be a good, well, we started off talking about words, but.
Remember on MySpace when you could have like a quote under your picture?
Yeah.
I always used to like really invest in that quote. Like I would search for hours to get the best quote, but I needed
my wallpaper to be just right. And I had to have my song choice if you went to my MySpace page be just right.
I know.
Like we used to spend, and I had a job.
The aesthetic.
It was my first job out of college right before I started radio and I was in sales. Like I was a professional and I was very worried about my MySpace page.
Oh, every time. That's me with my Instagram now. I'm addicted. It's bad. So we just looked this quote up, but I think it's cute. It says, it's from Cher also. So I trust it.
Yeah.
It says, if grass can grow through concrete, love can find you at every time in your life.
Yeah. And grass can grow through concrete.
Yes.
And you're like, how does that
like
even
the little flower through the sidewalk
happen? But it's like, everything's possible.
Yeah, I think in general, when you're just open and you're aware of what's going on around you, you're able to see so much more good, you know, like so many more connections are made and you communicate better. Like you're able to see more of the good in the world.
Yeah.
I say that and I'm like always on my phone, but I'm really trying to be better at being like looking up and being more aware. So I can see.
Do you have any rules with that? Like on your, like, are you having to set boundaries or do you?
I haven't, but I should.
Do you and Morgan allow a phone in the bedroom?
We do.
Yeah. Oh, we do too. I'm just asking because some couples don't.
He's good at it. He's really good. He's like the healthiest person I know. Mm-hmm. He really is. Like physically, mentally, emotionally, he's so healthy. And so, yeah, I try to follow his lead, but every now and again, I'm like down a rabbit hole on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone.
We'll
don't
work
worry.
On it.
Yeah. No judgment here. Okay, so I'm going to wrap things up with some gratitude and some hot takes. Like I've got just quick fire questions for you after you share four things that you're thankful for.
Okay. Four things I'm thankful for. A good cup of coffee in the morning. Mm. It really helps me start my day on the right foot. I'm thankful for my friends. They know who they are. They are the best. I am thankful for ambition. Mm. I think ambition is like a really wonderful like secret weapon.
Like
people.
Dolly says, pour yourself
a cup of ambition with your coffee. And I am thankful for quality time, whether that's with my husband or in a meet and greet with someone that I get to meet for the first time, whatever. I'm thankful for like moments of quality time.
Mm. Good. I like those four things.
Is that all right?
Yeah. Okay. There's no, I mean, really, what you can be grateful for any given day is going to be up to you.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do
that's
like
mine
those.
Today.
And our hope is that it just encourages other people to take time to think of what they're grateful for.
Yeah.
Because there is really no joy without gratitude. That's from Brené Brown. So, and she knows what she's talking about.
Yes.
There's research attached to anything that she says. And I am going to get to meet her.
Are you?
I think March 19th. So coming up. So, well, the day before Kelsey's album comes up. No, I'm going to go to Austin. So the 18th is my birthday. And so,
oh my gosh.
And one of my old like sorority sisters works for Brené now.
Stop.
And sent me, she's doing like some special, like small intimate podcast recording to launch her podcast in Austin for South by Southwest
and you're gonna
or
be
something.
There.
And my friend sent me the invite and I was like, she's like, there's not that many people invited. She's like, do you think you can come to town? And luckily, It's right in my birthday wheelhouse. So I talked to Bobby because it's the middle of the work week. And so I'm just going to do the show from Austin. And he's like, yeah, go. It's your birthday.
Oh,
I'm like,
my gosh.
So I feel like I got Brené Brown for
your birthday.
39th birthday.
That's incredible.
And then like 2 days after my birthday, I get the new album, Kelsey.
Hopefully you like it.
I know. It's like just such a week. I don't even know how to handle it. Okay, quick hot takes before we wrap up. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
Can you recline your seat on an airplane?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes.
Should a shirt be buttoned top to bottom or bottom to top?
Bottom to top.
Do you call it a button down or a button up?
Button down.
Yeah, I know. But
interesting.
I know, but people do both.
Ooh, you got the wheels turning.
Yeah. Is Home Alone a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Is hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Is cereal soup?
No.
What came first, chicken or the egg?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't know.
Oh, my God. The egg.
God.
God, yeah.
What age should a kid be allowed to have a cell phone?
Oof. 10, 11.
Oh, wow. What age were you? Did they have
10 or 11?
You were. Okay.
But it was like for safety and like they'd take it back when I got home.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't have like Instagram and all that crazy stuff.
Right. TikTok. It was literally just
Are you on TikTok?
I'm not. Everyone's trying to get me to do it.
My daughter is so into it. So really she has my account. Mine's Radio Amy 7 because I guess Radio Amy was taken. People take our stuff and then squat on it. And I'm like, okay, I'm not buying that from you, but yes. And I just noticed the other day she changed it, and it was my account name too was Radio Amy, but she changed it to Stashira because she's like, well, mom, I'm the only one posting the videos. So now it's my handle, but her name.
I know it's the next big thing. I don't know.
Do you put ketchup on fries, like squirt the ketchup on top or side dipping?
Side dipping.
Yeah. Does ranch dressing belong on pizza?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
Do you split an Oreo cookie apart or bite right into it?
Bite right into it.
Do you dip it in milk?
Yes.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mint. In the freezer.
Same.
Put it in the freezer. You have to. Get you some milk. Have a nice little moment.
Back to French fries. What's the best French fry shape?
Sweet potato fry.
Yeah.
It's not a shape, but it's the best.
I would go Chick-fil-A waffle. How about a waffle sweet potato fry?
I had them once at one place in New York, and they are incredible. Just tastes better when it's a waffle fry, but sweet potato fry is the potato base.
And lastly, very important question, which cast member could you do without at the upcoming Friends reunion?
Oh, Chandler. He's annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, that was easy for you to answer. Yeah. I thought this might be hard for her to answer, but you got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kelsey Ballerini, thank you so much for joining me on Four Things. And, I've loved watching you grow up.
Thanks.
Feel like we've definitely watched you do that on the Bobby Bone Show. And
last 6 years. Yeah.
Super cool. And I can't wait to see what's to come for you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being you.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Happy early album release.
Thank you.
International Women's Day.
Yes. Happy International Women's Day. Cheers to that.